Residents of Newtown gathered Friday evening for religious services amid a prevailing mood of shock and horror. Alex Ortner is the father of two toddlers and says his heart goes out to the victims.
I think at any time like this, people lean on spirituality. They lean on anything to try and understand why something like this happens. I think at this stage right now, it's just more of a shocking time than anything else. I don't think people are really processing it properly yet.
The killings shook the picturesque and normally quiet town to its core. Alongside traditional holiday decorations, signs now call on people to be strong and to pray for victims of the tragedy. Former school bus driver Marcia Moskowitz is in disbelief. She once drove at least two of the victims to school and remembers driving the gunman when he was in middle school.
I recall him to be quiet, reserved, and very shy. Pretty much stayed to himself on the bus.
The killer, identified as 20-year-old Adam Lanza, apparently obtained his weapons from the home of his mother, whom he also shot dead before driving in her car to the school. Connecticut State Police spokesman Paul Vance says Lanza forced his way into the building.
We have established a point of entry. It's believed he was not voluntarily let into the school at all, that he forced his way into the school, but that's as far as we can go on that.
As the nation struggles to understand how the tragedy could have occurred, Lawrence Palinkas, professor of social